This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If I ever ran for president, my number one campaign issue would be to bring the troops home. Bring them all home. It's what they deserve. It's what this country needs. Here's Alex Jones talking about bringing the troops home.
How can the left criticize Trump when all he's trying to do is end the Afghan war and end the Syrian war and save us hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and it's the right thing to do? How on earth is that something they won't support? And national polls are a bunch of warmongers.
Our brave troops have now been fighting in the Middle East for almost 19 years. In Afghanistan and Iraq, nearly 7,000 American heroes have given their lives. More than 52,000 Americans have been badly wounded. We have spent more than $7 trillion in fighting wars in the Middle East. As a candidate for president, I loudly pledged a new approach. Great nations do not fight endless wars.
Rand Paul, end Afghanistan war and pay all soldiers a victory bonus.
This week I'm introducing legislation to end a war that should have ended long ago, the war in Afghanistan. The United States has been fighting the war on terror since October of 2001, and it has cost $6 trillion. 2,300 military members have lost their lives, and another 20,000 were wounded in action. But we are many, many years past that mission. We have turned to nation building at a cost of over $50 billion a year spent in Afghanistan. I agree, and now I'm pushing forward to end our long-running war in Afghanistan. My bill also rewards those who served. Within 1 year after the war ends, $2,500 victory bonus will be paid to all members of the military who served in the global war on terrorism. Since 2001, more than 3 million men and women have been deployed. Each of them will get $2,500. This would be a one-time cost of $7 billion and an immediate savings of over 83% when compared to the current yearly cost of nation building. So we're spending 50 some odd billion there. We're going to take 7 billion of that, give bonuses to our soldiers, and then what we're going to do is the rest of it will be a peace dividend, and from here on out we'll save about $50 billion a year. Why does Uncle Sam have to be Uncle Sap and pay for everything? The list is ongoing and incredibly insulting to American taxpayers. It's time to declare our mission over and our war won. It's time to build here, not there.
But that's why they want to keep us there, because the trillion, $6 trillion, not $1 trillion, not $2 trillion, not $3 trillion, not $4 trillion, not $5 trillion, $6 trillion. I mean, this is ridiculous. And meanwhile, China gets all the rare earth minerals. We pay for their security there so that they get all the different rare earth minerals to build all the smartphones and the crap that we buy.
Rare earth elements, it's a term used to describe a group of 17 metals, most of which, most of us, never heard of. China mines most of it for the world's technology industry, more than 95%. The rest is being mined in the United States, in Estonia, in India, in Malaysia, and in Brazil, in South America.
We are doing this as a subsidy to China. It has to end.
If you are receiving this transmission,
you know, and when I go out and I talk to leftists or liberals or progressives, like I just did at South by Southwest, there's one thing we always agree on: stop wars overseas, stop spending trillions of dollars overseas. Why doesn't the mainstream media ever get behind that? It's a unifying message. It's funny, the only non-interventionists you find on cable news are Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham at times, and notice how they're trying to get rid of Tucker. Strange, isn't it?
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Media Matters is trying to get Tucker Carlson kicked off of Fox News. Did Tucker Carlson say some things on the radio that people might deem offensive or inappropriate? He absolutely did. Big whoop. And so, you know, that's the big thing that gets me about this. It's like these people promote the most disgusting crap. I mean, Slate and all these magazines promote pedophilia. It gets promoted on YouTube. I mean, just look at the disgust that comes out of Hollywood and the entertainment industry. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, these people, California's entertainment culture just gives us total filth. Fake butts, fake boobs, naked women, porn, violence, death. Gore. I mean, it's all they push. And it's okay, fine. I mean, it's entertaining. It's what the people want. I'm not even sitting here acting like I'm above it. But then they sit here and they're like, look at what Tucker Carlson said one time. What about Joy Reid's homophobic remarks? What about what Bill and Hillary Clinton have said about black people? They never care, do they? It's all about getting Tucker Carlson. Why? Because he embarrasses their intellectuals every time they go on his television show. He makes mincemeat out of their quote-unquote intellect. So they have to remove him. See, he embarrasses them. And I'm sure they'd also love to remove him because he doesn't want to abort American children. And I'm sure they'd also want to remove him because he doesn't want to fight endless wars in the Middle East. But I encourage, actually, Media Matters and the rest of them to continue to attack Tucker Carlson and InfoWars and everyone else, because you don't get it yet, do you? People are sick of you. And when you try to remove someone off air because they did some racy shock jock interview a decade ago, people look at you and think you're the one with the problem, not Tucker Carlson. And I'm not going to sit here and say that everybody talks like Tucker and Bubba the Love Sponge were saying, or like Trump during the Billy Bush tape. But it's like, give me a break, people. Can you imagine what the average leftist that says death to America on the street says behind closed doors? Can you imagine what the average leftist that celebrates the fact that she's aborted three children says behind closed doors? I've got all this on tape, by the way. This is why they banned us on YouTube. This is why they banned me on YouTube, because I've got it all on tape. Can you imagine what they sound like behind closed doors? Can you imagine what they consume entertainment-wise behind closed doors? But see, it's all about the perpetual pathological projection of the left. See, because that's the thing. We actually sit here with morals and think, wow, like, I'm really not that good of a person in God's eyes. I wish I could be better. They sit here with no morals, total garbage, total crap humans, and they know they are, but see, they want to hide it, and they want to act like we're the bad people, so they want to act like they're the moral, righteous ones, so they stand for open borders because it's morally righteous. They stand against Trump because it's morally righteous. Meanwhile, they're the most amoral people in the world. Tucker Carlson blasts liberal mob after comments unearthed. They've been working hard to kill this show. Now, I'm not sitting here saying what Tucker said was good or bad, but I will say this. His response last night in the opening segment of his show was perfect. Here is Tucker Carlson responding to the hate mob trying to kick him off Fox News.
Why are the people who consider Bill Clinton a hero lecturing me about sexism? How can the party that demands racial quotas denounce other people as racist? After a while, you begin to think that maybe their criticisms aren't sincere. Maybe their moral puffery is a costume. Maybe the whole conversation is an absurd joke. Maybe we're falling for it. You sometimes hear modern progressives described as new Puritans. That's a slur on colonial Americans. Whatever their flaws, the Puritans cared about the fate of the human soul and the moral regeneration of their society. Those are not topics that interest progressives. They're too busy pushing late-term abortion and cross-dressing on fifth graders. These are the people who write our movies and our sitcoms. They are not shocked by naughty words. They just pretend to be when it's useful. It's been very useful lately. The left's main goal, in case you haven't noticed, is controlling what you think. In order to do that, they have to control the information that you receive. Google and Facebook and Twitter are fully on board with that. They're happy to ban unapproved thoughts, and they don't apologize for it. They often do. So do the other cable channels and virtually every major news outlet in this country. One of the only places left in the United States where independent thoughts are allowed is right here, the Opinion Hours on this network. Just a few hours in a sea of television programming. It's not much, relatively speaking. For the left, it's unacceptable. They demand total conformity. Since the day we went on the air, they've been working hard to kill this show. We haven't said much about it in public. It seemed too self-referential. The point of this show has never been us. But now it's obvious to everybody. There's no pretending that it's not happening. It is happening. And so going forward, we'll be covering their efforts to make us be quiet. For now, though, just two points to leave you with. First, Fox News is behind us, as they have been since the very first day. Toughness is a rare quality of the TV network, and we are grateful for that. Second, we've always apologized when we're wrong, and we'll continue to do that. That's what decent people do. They apologize. But we will never bow to the mob. Ever. No matter what.
Now, and you also notice that Media Matters isn't writing a bunch of hit pieces on Bubba the Love Sponge or Howard Stern, who make a living off talk like that. Because they have the right to. And because they don't deem them as a threat to their political agenda, and that is all you need to know. Selective censorship. Because it's not about morals, it's not about righteousness, it's not about the content, it's about the politics, and it's about how effective Tucker Carlson is. I mean, I don't know why they continue to put those leftist, liberal, progressive guests on his show. I mean, it's literally just a mincemeat segment every night. But we'll see what happens tonight on the Tucker Carlson show, because I'll give Media Matters some credit. Their IQ jumped from like 15 to like 17 last night. And so they learned, or they thought they could basically own the situation by releasing some of the tape and then have Tucker go live and then releasing more of the tape. Like, see, you can't hide from this. So we'll have to see what happens tonight on Tucker Carlson. My guess is he probably won't talk about it tonight, but who knows. But the censorship doesn't stop there. Facebook has now banned Zero Hedge, a very popular news site, ZeroHedge.com, and Facebook has now banned them because, quote, they go against Facebook's community standards. Well, yeah, Facebook's community standards are censorship, not free speech. Facebook's community standards are not America's community standards. It's the Nazis' community standards. Facebook backtracks after removing warn ads calling for Facebook breakup. So for the first time ever, a Democrat had to deal with Facebook censorship, and immediately Facebook said, okay, fine, we're sorry, we won't censor you, even though you're talking trash on us. And so even a fake Indian can find a teepee every once in a while. And Elizabeth Warren says Facebook should be broken up, and then she gets banned. Welcome to the club, E-Liz. Zuckerberg wants Facebook to build a mind-reading machine. Wow. But hasn't Facebook kind of already done that? Isn't that what Facebook was really all about? As they're about to roll out the facial recognition in the United States of America, and they're going to act like, oh, we're just rolling this out now for your safety. Ladies and gentlemen, Facebook and Snapchat, but Facebook's been the main one, have been getting your facial data for the last 10 years.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
You know, you'll notice a tactic, a tactical difference, that is, between liberals and conservatives, and that's really just the terms I'm using because it's just kind of the modern day parlance, if you will. But we're about to go to the BuzzFeed CEO complaining about big tech having a problem controlling content. Well, it doesn't really seem like they have a problem. They're erasing everybody that's pro-America off their platform, so I don't know what the problem is. But see, here's the tactical difference. When I see or hear from somebody that has a different political view and stance than I stick a mic in their face. I want to give them a platform. I want them to talk. I want to talk to them. But you notice how the left is totally different. They don't want to talk to us. They don't want us to have a voice. They don't want anyone to hear from us. And doesn't that tell you everything you need to know about these people? They're so weak and pathetic that they know they can't win in an intellectual debate, so they just erase the rest of us off of social media. Here's the CEO of BuzzFeed complaining about conservatives existing on social media.
And we've never had access to more information, but it's harder and harder to figure out what's true, and we never needed truth more. And so what's happened in the last year is that the crisis that started in digital media has spread to the tech platforms.
Now, pause it real quick. Says we've never needed truth more. So obviously he's talking about like MSNBC and CNN and Washington Post, New York Times with the Covington Catholic hoax, the Jussie Smollett hoax that Trump is a racist bigot, the Kavanaugh hoax. Surely that's what he's talking about, right? Because those are the ones that he wants banned, right? So since the truth is so important, clearly the CEO of BuzzFeed is talking about the massive whoppers of lies that people like Don Lemon try to tell you every night at CNN. But let's go back.
Back a year or two ago, the tech platform seemed all powerful. It seemed like they were never going to have a crisis. They were printing money. They were growing. They were hiring. And their business is still strong, but they're having huge problems with the content that lives on their platforms. Anti-vaxxers, pedophiles.
Pause it right there. Another whopper of a lie, anti-vaxxers. Kind of like anti-immigration. They say we're anti-immigration. No, we're pro-immigration. They say anti-vaxxers. I'm not anti-vaxxer. Go get a vaccine. The science behind vaccines is real. Absolutely. No one's saying that you should never get a vaccine. I just want choice. I just want informed consent. I just want to read the insert. That's not anti-vaccine, you lying piece of crap. I mean, I'm trying not to yell. I'm trying not to get upset. But the CEO of BuzzFeed stands up here and says the truth matters and then lies to you through his teeth. Why are these people such scumbags, man? Go back.
People just making things up and posting fake news, saying the Pope endorsed Trump and things that are...
Pause it again. Literally everything BuzzFeed does, they just make crap up. Trump's a racist. Trump's this. Trump's that. Trump removed the Martin Luther King bust. I mean, you people fake everything you frickin' do, man! Who are these people? Go back to the clip.
The platforms don't make content, and they're having trouble controlling the content that reaches the public. And they reach billions of people. And so this has become a real crisis for the platforms, to the point where today Elizabeth Warren is saying she wants to break up the platforms as part of her political platform. So there's a real sense of crisis in
Silicon
Valley.
Yes, she got censored for that.
That the way consumers interact with their services is through content, and they have very little control over that content. And they are having a lot of trouble maintaining the integrity of that content. So there's an obvious...
Pause it real quick. Wait. Notice how he hasn't actually given you any, like, solid reference to anything. Folks, go ahead and try to rebroadcast today's Alex Jones Show on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. You will be shut down within minutes. Just go back to him.
Digital media companies...
You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. Pause it real quick, because this is like a common thread. That I don't know if this is annoying to the audience, but like, who are these people? Like, who is this Jonah Peretti that is just such either an ignoramus or a liar? But you know what? I'm done asking who these people are. They're Satan. Jonah Peretti is the devil. Whether he consciously knows it or not, he's the devil. So let's go back to the CEO of BuzzFeed, Satan himself.
But they make tons of great content. And tech platforms have tons of revenue, tons of profit, but they're having a lot of problems with the content that lives on their platform. And so there's an obvious solution of the tech platforms and digital media companies working together. And working together to solve these problems for society.
And you mean the Democrats?
Solve these problems in their respective industries and businesses.
No. Pause right there. You mean Satan, you mean the Democrats, right? I mean, it's the Democrats that prepared Jerry Nadler's statement. It's the Democrats getting money from Google and Planned Parenthood and all this stuff. And it's the Democrats calling for censorship. So this guy, the devil's talking about the Democrats, right? I mean, obviously, that's what Satan's talking about here. All right, go back to Satan.
We can work together to fix the Internet. And I think that the good news is that we are we're starting to make progress on this. But one thing that is important to make progress is we can't just police bad content. If you think about the tens of thousands of moderators
anti-police.
That companies like Facebook and YouTube are hiring, they're trying to get rid of all the bad stuff. And it's an endless fight to get rid of all the terrible content that's uploaded to these platforms. And they can never win this
what
fight.
What content?
There's a vacuum of which is created by a lack of good content, and it's made it difficult for,
what content?
For the platform.
Again, pause it real quick. What content? You notice how he gives no references, no examples. Now, what he'd like to say is, I don't like it when I get on social media and I see InfoWars. I don't like it when I get on social media and I see Tucker Carlson. I don't like it when I go on social media and I see people that want to warn you about vaccines. I don't like it when I go on social media and there's people that are pro-life. Boy, sounds like the devil, doesn't it? But see, the devil is very disciplined in its deception, so he doesn't give you the examples because he doesn't want to fully expose himself as the devil. So he works in vagueness and ambiguity to keep you thinking, oh, he's a good guy, he cares about me. No, it's the devil. Let's go back to the devil.
Opportunity for all these other bad actors to upload content.
Who? What bad actors?
It's much, much easier to actually create an ecosystem where good content can thrive. If you do that, there's less room for bad content, there's less room for bad actors.
Who?
And you actually have more ability to connect with your audience and give them things that they really like.
BuzzFeed published the fake Russian dossier. BuzzFeed. You know what? I invite Jonah Peretti to come on the Alex Jones Show because, Jonah, we know you're talking about us. Come on, little man. Come on, you little coward, you little pipsqueak. You're in Austin. Come on the Alex Jones Show, you fraud.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Think with bureaucracy, it's just a line. The devil sends me. Yeah. It's too anti.
You know, I'll do it. You really want me to do it? I'm going to make this short and sweet. If your kids are listening, plug their ears right now, folks. But look, here's the deal. There's this weird thing in society. I can't believe I'm doing this. The crew wants me to do it. Like, people won't eat a carb. You know, they won't touch a GMO. They only eat organic. I can't do it. I can't do it. And then at the end of the night, they get into bed and they lick their partner's butthole. And all I'm saying is that Jonah Peretti looks like that kind of guy. Ugh, I won't touch that carb. Ugh,
I only eat organic. Ugh. Where was that chicken raised? Was it free range? And then at the end of the night, they hop into bed with their boyfriend and spread those cheeks, baby. So, yeah, I won't touch a carb, but I'll lick my partner's buttocks up and down till it's clean. And Jonah Peretti, I mean, that's the guy right there. So you know what? I rescind the invitation. I don't want him in studio. Invitation rescinded. Gosh. Anyway, please forgive me for that, Lord. Leo Zagami is going to be joining us shortly. We are getting connected with him. The latest story that he has. Yellow vests finally attack Masonic Lodge of the GOF involved in a political conspiracy against the French people. So we will be getting Leo Zagami's breakdown of that story from leozagami.com, where he's always doing great work. You know, I want to talk to him about something, too, because he understands this as well as anybody. But, you know, this isn't like some sort of, like, power trip or anything, honestly. It's humbling. But it's like, I couldn't do any of this without God's help. I would be totally lost. I'd be a lost soul. And I'd probably still be brainwashed if it wasn't for God's divine intervention in my life. Sometimes you have to learn things the hard way. Sometimes God has to kind of twist your arm, give you a little arm bar before you tap out and realize what the world is really about. But Leo Zagami knows about that, so I'd like to talk to him about that too. But by the way, as we're getting Leo connected, and Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next hour. Stories coming out of Venezuela. They're having power grid shutdowns. The lights are going out. Hospitals are losing power. People are dying because of it. The internet keeps going out. And then the story is in the Mint Press, and I'm seeing others suggest this. Did the U.S. recycle a Bush-era plan to take out Venezuela's power grid? Now, I don't know what the Bush-era plan is with this, but I do believe it was in 2012 when the story goes, it was either the NSA or I forget who it was, shut down Syria's power grid. And I was reading stories about that last night. Let me just comb through this real quick to see exactly what years they're talking about. They're saying the Bush administration did it or tried to do it to Iran. A little tougher to do it to Iran. They're allies with Russia. But, you know, John Bolton, of course. John Bolton is always around for all this stuff, you know, the war mustache. But, and then you had Elliot Abrams basically admit, well, you know, we just want to scare them into regime change. I say just let Venezuela be. Just stop with foreign intervention. You know, our own damn country is so messed up, man. There's a socialist hellhole in California, in case you haven't noticed. So, you know, how about regime change in California? How about regime change in New York? My God. But, I really hope that that's not the case. Wouldn't put it past us, though. Would not put it past us one bit. You know, speaking of regime change in New York, it's where Cortez comes from. She's in some trouble right now, by the way. Former FEC Commissioner Hans von Spakovsky has called for an investigation and says there's enough evidence that Cortez broke campaign finance laws. But I mean, she's such a fraud, really. I mean, she is a true Democrat now. Says you can't fly an airplane, flies on an airplane to Austin, Texas. Says you can't eat beef, immediately eats a beef taco. And she's riding around town in a gas-guzzling SUV. But you know what? This is a highly intellectual woman. Honestly, I pale in comparison to the IQ and the intelligence of this woman. So I'm going to shut up and I'm going to give her the platform in clip 16, folks.
This is, I mean, this is the new intellectual right here. This is the woman that is going to spur the third great awakening.
Hi, everyone. Well, I think, like, you know, or whatever, like, boop, like whatever. You know, it's like, you know, like, whatever, you know, and like, or whatever, like, just like, it's like this, like,
don't hold back. Tell me how you really feel about incrementalism.
It's like for what? You know, things like that. Like, because we talk about racism so much, we actually aren't talking about race itself. It's just like, it's just like, you know, because we are capable of so much than what we're doing right now. We should be working the least amount we've ever worked. That's what I'm saying. I'm not allowed to say that. I'm gonna get in a lot of trouble when I go back to work. You know, it's just, you know, this is amazing.
Wow. Excuse me while I stand and cheer. Stand and cheer, crew. Everybody, stand and cheer now. You will stand and cheer for that intellectual goddess. That's right. Now, I gotta tell you, I've probably done over 300 three-hour broadcasts in my life. That was an hour-long event she had at South by Southwest. I guarantee you, you could not, even in the 300 three-hour broadcasts that I've done in my life, probably more than that, you could not compile a video of me sounding like that from thousands of hours of me live on air without a teleprompter. She does one speech in South by Southwest, she sounds like an idiot.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Blasting through time and space. Reaching the vast layers of all dimensions. It's InfoWars.com. Brought to you by you.
Leo Zagami joins us now. Latest story at LeoZagami.com. Yellow Vests finally attack Masonic Lodge of the GOF involved in a political conspiracy against the French people. Now, Leo, the Yellow Vest protests have been going on for a couple months now. The media is trying to act like they've died down. Your story would indicate the opposite. So what's going on with these Yellow Vests and what happened at the Masonic Lodge, Leo Zagami?
Hello, everybody. Well, what happened? They destroyed a Masonic temple. It was a 400 people strong mob that was incited by somebody, of course, not identifiable. So we don't really know who was the guy who incited this act. But in the end, it wasn't against a regular lodge. It was against a lodge, a temple, that holds a number of lodges under the Grand Orient of France. Now, the difference between the Grand Orient of France and regular Freemasonry is that they actually involve themselves in politics. And they have given their open support for many years to Emmanuel Macron, since he was already Minister of Economy. So this is not like the Freemasonry we have in the United States, where politics and religion are forbidden. This is a very different form of Freemasonry that is schismatic. It started in 1877, when the Grand Orient of France broke from the regular network of Masonic lodges, opening the possibility for atheists, for non-believers, to join Freemasonry. In fact, they function as cradle for what became later on the Grand Orient of the Russian people that took over what became later on the Soviet Union. So they became this this playground for all the progressive, liberal-minded people that later on established worldwide this alternative network of Freemasonry known as Liberal Freemasonry, which is the one that is pushing all these progressive politics, all these left-wing mondialist issues. So in a way, the Yellow Vest, of course, have done a criminal act, because it's not good to destroy anything. But in this case, they were actually destroying a base of the enemy, because this enemy is being conspiring actively against the French people, against the sovereignty, together with Emmanuel Macron. And I have shown this on my website with a couple of documents. One of them is from 2016, in which Emmanuel Macron spoke at the Grand Orient of France main temple about mondialization as a synonym of progress. So this is an open endorsement of mondialism by the Grand Orient of France. So no wonder they get in trouble. So we have to really start warning all those Freemasons in the US, and I know many of them, who are starting to collaborate with the Grand Orient of France because of their Masonic knowledge, of their archives and so on, because it's dangerous to collaborate with people who are actively conspiring against their own country. This is what I say. Plus, the Grand Orient of France in 2015, you remember when there was the massive influx of immigrants arriving with the Syrian refugees, a million of them in Germany and so on, and the whole of Europe was flooded more than ever. At that point, the Grand Orient of France and all the various obediences that work with the Grand Orient of France, so the Grand Lodge de France, the Fédération Française des Druides Humains, and many others, joined in an official declaration that we should be welcoming of these immigrants, no matter if later on we end up with terrorist attacks and great problems and ghettos in cities in Europe that are looking more and more like Beirut, and they are implementing the Sharia. So the big problem here is also that they are accusing of anti-Semitism the Yellow Vest. And this is, of course, something that has been also manipulated by CNN and so on last month, because the real problem here, as you know, Owen, is not the Yellow Vest. The problem is Islam. Islam that is flooding, is invading Europe and the West, and of course they're anti-Semitic. We have seen what is happening in US politics. The same is happening also in Europe. And a long time before the Yellow Vest even appeared in the picture, a lot of Jewish people, about 4 or 5 million of them, have decided to go back to Israel, or to go to Israel, because they feel persecuted here in Europe, because this growing Muslim population is indeed anti-Semitic. And we have to be honest with this. I mean, this problem needs to be addressed before it's too late.
Well, and Leo, I'm just curious, because I didn't even hear about this. If it wasn't for leozagami.com, I wouldn't even be hearing about this. And in fact, I was kind of the notion that the Yellow Vest protests were starting to die down, but that's just, you know, everybody kind of falls victim to the media control over information. So it would indicate to me that it hasn't died down. And maybe while the numbers are dying down, it seems like they're getting more focused. Again, I'm not supporting destruction of property or anything, but this is in France and they're trying to take their country back. And it seems to me, for all intents and purposes, Leo, that Emmanuel Macron is nowhere to be found. He's basically hiding in the storm shelter through all of this. And I guess he thinks if he just hides out, he can last. I mean, what do you think is going through Macron's mind? Because France is really, I mean, the protests continue. France, I mean, they have a salary cap. You can't make more than X amount a year. So, I mean, France is trying to revolutionize itself and get more free market, have a border, have culture. And Macron, the elected leader, is just hiding in a hole.
He's hiding, but he's still very powerful. Remember that Macron, as president of France, has even an office in the Vatican. He's totally linked with Pope Francis. I mean, they're not managing to get out of the picture Maduro, who is, of course, protected by Pope Francis. They will never take out of the picture Macron, who is also protected by Pope Francis. That's why there is this link between the Grand Orient of France form of liberal Freemasonry and the Pope, and this link was made back in the Second Vatican Council when, at the time of the Second Vatican Council, these liberal Freemasons infiltrated the Council and together with a number of KGB agents ruined basically the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church has been infiltrated by these progressive forces that eventually created all the problems that we are living nowadays and we are seeing every day in the Catholic Church.
So they're now kind of, the yellow vests are going after the banks and their establishments, their physical establishments, the Masonic physical establishments. And I think that's because, again, the people of France that have been protesting are saying, look, you know, they don't want to destroy property. They don't want to destroy, you know, other people's property and private businesses and stuff like that. So they're trying to go after the levers of power, I would imagine, in hopes to get a response from the leader.
Yeah, the problem here is with the Yellow Vest. I mean, I have been very close to some of them, and I have direct links with some of them, so I am able to judge what's happening. And I can tell you that there is a lot of confusion because they don't have national leaders that can take on themselves the responsibility of guiding a movement. The absence of leaders has been made because every time they try to create a leader, the French government will immediately arrest them or stop them or persecute them. So they would like to stay in this kind of liquid form as a movement. But unfortunately, when you don't have a leader, it's very difficult, especially in a place like France. Remember, France is a place for revolution, is the place that created the big revolution, and that of course is also the place that later on gave in to a little man called Napoleon. So, I mean, Macron
Whoa, don't call Napoleon a little man. He might crawl out of his grave and come kind of try to choke you. Okay, but seriously, though, Leo, I mean, actually this is a good point that you raise here. I mean, there isn't really a figurehead or a leader of the Yellow Vest movement, it seems like. It just seems to be a bunch of people in the streets looking for some change.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there is a lot of foreign intelligence operatives, both from Russia and the U.S., who are trying to, you know, getting involved in all this.
That's just like what was going on in Ukraine a couple of years ago, and they kept finding all of these infiltrators, and they were shooting people. All right, Leo, we got to go to a break. Stick with us here. We're going to go to a break. Leo Zagami, leozagami.com is with us. We're talking about the Yellow Vest protest, but I want to talk to him about something else that I'm sure he can relate to, and that's just, if you're not connected to God, if you're not asking every day for God's vision, folks, you are blind. You are truly blind in this world. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.